so nice to see you guys. I haven't been here for 3 weeks.
3週間来たいってね、病気で来れなかったんですけど、久しぶりに会えて感謝です。
So who was here last week?
先週いた人、何人もいますね。はい。
Okay, I know most of you are on spring break maybe, but I'm still going to give you a little kind of quiz. I wasn't here, so I need to know.
先週のことは分かんないんで、クイズです。
So who can tell me what you talked about last week?
先週のこと覚えてる人、何だったっけ?誰かを愛するってこと覚えてる?ヒント。Loving somebody.
Hint about love.
何だっけ?What is love?
You weren't here last
week. No, no, no. It's about love. I didn't see that. No. Last week.
So I think Barbara talked about what's the greatest kind of love? Greatest kind of love.
You weren't here.愛の一番大きな愛の何でしたかって
話だよね。What's the greatest type of love? No greater love is what kind of love?
Jesus.
And why? What was the greatest
kind of love? なんでイエス様の愛が大きいの？なんで？覚えてるかな？
Were you here? To give up your life, right? The greatest is no greater love. No greater love than
this.
Jesus gave up his life. So I want to prepare us. So in the coming weeks, we have Easter coming up, right? And we're going to talk a lot about why Jesus died on the cross. Okay? And why do we have Easter and what are we celebrating?
Okay?
So I'm going to give one of you
I'm not really giving up.
just lend me.
Okay. So if I tell you, in order for you guys to be here today, you have to pay me. To be here today, you have to pay me 10,000 yen. So that's
1,000.
That's 10,000 yen. Can you pay me? No, 10,000 yen. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Does anyone, do you guys know what the word wages means? It means that, do you know, Nicholas? What does it mean?
Wages means that.
So wages means it's what you have to pay. So when you do a job, you get paid for something. Those are your wages. Kind of like chores, yeah. So if any of you get money and your parents give you money for doing chores, it's kind of like that. You get paid. So the Bible says, for the wages of sin is death.
罪の支払う報酬は死って言ってるんです。
So last week Barbara talked about no greater love is this, that Jesus gave his life for us. But the reality is, the thing that's hard to hear is that we actually don't deserve God's love. Because the Bible says that all of us are sinners, every single one of us does something bad. And the punishment because we sin is that we death.
It's death.
It's not very good, right? No good. So the wages of our sin is death. But because God loved us so much, He paid for our sin, what we couldn't pay.
Okay?
There's no way we could pay because we sinned. There's no way we can get back to God. Just like I asked you to pay me 10,000 yen. There's no way, no matter how much you gave me, there's no way you could pay me. So Jesus Christ died on the cross to pay for our sin, so we can have eternal life. That means we get to live forever with Jesus.
Okay?
So, I want you to just keep that in the back of your head. As we, we're going to talk next week more about the cross and more about
what.
When you hear that and it says that no greater love has Jesus that he laid down his life, that's why it's such a big deal. He died because we didn't deserve that love. We actually deserve to die. Because of our sin.
Okay,
so let's pray. Father God, I just thank you so much for this day, and I thank you for these kids. Father, for all of us, for the kids and for the adults, I pray, God, that as we look towards the cross, particularly as Easter's coming up, give us a real understanding in our hearts of the depth of what you did for us. Really just help us to understand this kind of love. And for the kids, Lord, sometimes we wonder how much they're getting, but God, really, deep in their heart, in your way, Holy Spirit, give them a true understanding of your love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so anybody who's third grade and under,
can
you get the third grade and under? You can go upstairs. Okay? And anyone older than that, who sits?
And you
sit with your parents and sit quietly. Okay?
Thank you, guys. アビさん、ありがとうございました。いえいえ、ありがとうございました。
ありがとうござい
ます。先週は、礼拝の後、慌てて出て行きました。間に合いました。感謝でした。
Last week we ran out of church and we almost didn't make the wedding, which he was officiating, but he made it.
It
was a wonderful wedding. We really praised God about it.
先週私が話したことは神様の心ということですけれども、その中で私は何に聞いているかということについてお話をしました。
Last week I spoke about the heart of God and I asked the question, what are we listening to?
ペテロとイエス様の会話を通しながら、ついつい私たちは神様の思いじゃなくて人間的なことに、まあ、を従ってしまうんですね。
So many times, We read the passage where Peter and Jesus are talking, and Peter confesses Jesus as Lord, but then he doesn't want Jesus to go to the cross. And from that passage, we realize that so many of us listen and obey, not to God, but to our circumstances or things around us.
自分の考えだけでなくて、伝統とか常識とかいうことで、私たちはついつい神様の思いを置いて自分の思いで動いてしまいます。
So often we move by our own thinking. We're influenced by tradition. We're influenced by common sense, and we let those things influence us and motivate us to make decisions rather than the will of God.
先週結婚式の夜の時に。ルミコさんと DJ と私はいろいろ調整をしたんですけども。
Last week, well, it was before last week actually, but in preparation for the wedding, I've been talking with DJ and ルミコ in preparation.
順番として、じゃあこの後にベールアップをして、祈祷するねとか言ったんですね。
And while we were making the plan for the wedding, we got to one point and we said, okay, after that, you can pick up her veil and kiss her.
でも彼女はしませんしませんって言うんですね。
So,
なんでしないの？
That was 準備の時。
いやいや。
So, but while they were having this discussion in preparation time, Rumiko said, "No, no, I'm not going to do that."
なぜかって言ったら、ウェディングドレスって着物だからベールはありませんって言うんですね。
And when Matt asked why, she said, "Because Because I'm not going to be wearing a wedding dress with a veil. Rather, I'm going to be wearing a kimono.
で、彼らは、ルミちゃんのお父さんは10年前に亡くなったので、DJ はルミちゃんのお父さんが着た、結婚して着た、羽織、紋付けを着てたんですね。
ルミコ's dad had passed away about 10 years ago, so DJ wore the kimono that DJ's father was married in.
ですから、ちょっと普段とは違う形でしたけども。
So it was a little bit different from normal weddings.
私たちは、ね、普段他の人と違うことができますか？
But we need to ask ourselves, can I do things that are out of the ordinary, that is different from what most people do?
イエス様のされたことっていろいろと伝統や常識と違うんですね。
When, if we look at Jesus' life, there were so many things that he did that were contrary to the customs and the common sense of the time and the place where he lived.
当時のユダヤ人の指導者たちにとってみれば本当に困った存在なんですね。
So if we look at Jesus' life from the point of view as the leaders of that time, the Jewish leaders, they were really troubled by him.
そしてイエス様を信じて従っている弟子たちも全てがよく分かったわけではなかったんです。
And even the disciples who had made a decision to obey and follow Jesus, even they were troubled at certain things that Jesus said and did.
彼らも本当に自分の心の中で問答しながら葛藤して神様の思いを知る必要がありました。
So as they followed Jesus, they needed to face the trouble in their hearts and deal with those things as they followed him.
実際に弟子たちはもう本当に失敗をしてしまうんですけれども、失敗をしたり本当に弟子たちは失敗をしてしまうんですけれども、
There were many times that the disciples stumbled and messed up.
でもですね、本当にイエス様の十字架の死と復活を見て本当にもう一度しっかりとイエス様を信じることができるようになりました。
But when they saw Jesus' death and when they saw his resurrection, their thinking and their lives were changed.
先週ペテロの話をしましたけれども、
Last week we looked at Peter.
ペテロも本当に自分がダメだと思った時に神様が手を差し伸べて彼を引き上げてくださいました。
When Peter denied Jesus three times and he just thought I'm no good. Right at that time, Jesus reached out his hand to Peter.
私たちは本当に神様から離れてしまうとき、神様の思いを中心にしないときがあります。
There are times when we drift away or when we turn our backs on God, aren't there?
神様は私たちが神様に立ち戻ることを本当に望んでいらっしゃるんですね。
But God himselfWants us to turn back around and go back to Him.
明けない夜はないという話があります。
There's a story that's called
It's never the line from Macbeth. Night is long that never finds a day. っていうのがありますけれども、必ず夜があったら朝が来るんですね。
I don't interpret. Yeah.Middle English.
本当にもういろんなことがあっても必ず長い夜があっても朝が来るという一言です。
So even though sometimes there's such a long night and such a time of darkness, the morning always comes.
皆さん今どうか分かりませんけど、多分今までの中で自分はもうトンネルの中に長いトンネルの中にいるような気持ちがあった時あるかもしれません。
Now I don't know all of your lives, but most people have gone through a time when they feel like they're in a tunnel and it's so dark and they're just in that tunnel for days, sometimes for years in the darkness. And perhaps you have had an experience like that.
夜を徹して祈って何ですか神様ってそういう時あるかもしれません。
And when we're in that darkness, we're praying, God, what does this mean? God, where are you?
皆さんそういう夜を覚えていますか？
Have you been in a long night like that in your life?
旧約聖書の中で長い夜のことが一つ書いてあります。
In the Old Testament, we read about one night that was very long. That is?
どの夜だと思いますか?
Do you remember what that story is of a long night?
まあ、いろんな読み方、一つはあのエジプト記の12章のことです。
We can read about this very long night in the book of Exodus, chapter 12.
ユダヤの民がエジプトで奴隷として、まあ、働かせていた時のことです。
The people of Israel were living in Egypt for hundreds of years and they were slaves as they lived there.
神様はモーセという指導者を立ててファラオと立ち向かいますけれども。
And God raised up Moses to talk with the king, Pharaoh of Egypt.
でもファラオはモーセのことに耳を傾けません。
But Pharaoh won't listen to the things that Moses is telling him.
神様はエジプトに多くの災いをもたらせました。
And God brings various disasters to Egypt.
覚えてらっしゃいますか？いつもありましたね。
You remember the story?
でも最後の大きな災いはエジプト中のウイゴ、最初の子供をに死をもたらすということでした。
But the final disaster was that God struck the firstborn of every child, every human child, every animal in Egypt.
その晩、主が死をもってエジプト中の家を回ったというんです。
And that dark night, the angel of death circled around all living things in Egypt.
で、神様はモーセを通して、もしもユダヤの家だったら、子羊の血を柱と家紋に塗れば、そこを通り過ぎるというふうに約束してくださいました。
But God promised Moses that if it's a house where the Israelites live, that they could spread blood on their doorposts. And if the angel saw the blood on the doorpost, the angel would pass over that house and not strike the firstborn.And kill the firstborn in that house. So think about that night, that long dark night. Whether you were an Israelite or you were an Egyptian, that night there was so much darkness and death happening.
この時、子羊の血を一体塗ったユダヤの人たちの家は守られましたけれども、
Israelites, the Judeans, were protected by the angel of death because of the blood of the lamb that was on their doorpost.
でもエジプトの家では全ての子供が死んでしまったということがあります。
But all the firstborn of the Egyptian families were struck and died.
今は、17節になっていますけれども、レントの時ですけれども。
Right now we're in the season which is called Lent, 40 days before Easter.
イエス様は亡くなられる時、私たちは記念して覚える時です。
It's a time of year when we focus on the passion and the death of Christ.
イエス様と弟子たちが過ぎ越しの祭りの時にエルサレムに入場されます。
Jesus and his disciples went into Jerusalem and they went to celebrate the Passover.
その過ぎ越しというのは、その主がユダヤの民を過ぎ越して守ってくださったことを記念するお祭りもあるんです。
The Passover is a special festival that the Jewish people celebrate, and it's a festival to celebrate the time in Egypt when the angel of death passed over.The home of the Jewish people.
神様が守ってくださったその時を覚える時なんですね。
God protected them, and Passover was a time when they remembered.
ですからその長い長い夜のことを、覚える時、そしてこの時ちょうどイエス様は弟子たちともに最後の晩餐といわれる食事をしていました。
The Passover was a time when they remembered.Hundreds of years ago, how their people had been protected. And it was also a special time that Jesus chose to have his last supper with his disciples.
そしてその晩が本当に長い長い夜になりました。
And once again, that was a very long night that Jesus spent with his disciples.
マタイによる福音書もルカによる福音書もそれぞれ並行箇所ありますけど、マタイの26章から読みたいと思います。
There are quite a few parallel passages in the synoptic gospels that we have about Jesus' last supper, but I want to read today from the Gospel of Matthew.
一同は賛美の歌を歌ってからオリーブ山へ出かけた。その時イエスは弟子たちに言われた。今夜あなた方は皆私につまずく。私は羊飼いを打つ。すると羊の群れは散ってしまうと書いてあったのだ。しかし私は復活したの後、あなた方より先にガリラへ行く。するとペトロが、たとえみんながあなたにつまずいても、私は決してつまずきません。と言った。イエスは言われた。はっきり言っておく。あなたは今夜鶏が鳴く前に、三度私のことを知らないと言うだろう。ペトロは、たとえご一緒に死なねばならなくなったでも、あなたのことを知らないなどとは決して申しません。と言った。弟子たちも皆同じように言った。
When they had sung this to him, they went out to the Mount of Olives. Then Jesus said to them, You will all become deserters because of me this night. For it is written, I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock will be scattered. But after I am raised up, I will go ahead of you to Galilee. Peter said to him, They'll all become deserters because of you. I will never desert you. Jesus said to him, Truly I tell you, This very night, before the cock crows, you will deny me three times. Peter said to him, Even though I must die with you, I will not deny you. And so said all the disciples.
先週、ペトロとイエス様の会話の中で、イエス様が自分は苦しみを受けて死んでしまうって話をしたときに、
Last week we read the passage when Jesus told his disciples that he needs to suffer many things and die.
その時ペトロは、イエス様、そんなこと言っちゃいけませんっていうふうに言ったんですよね。
And as you remember, Peter turned and said to him, Jesus, those things can never happen to you.
でもイエス様は、サタンを退け、それは人間的な思いで、神の思いではないって言われたんですね。
But Jesus turned to Peter and said, Satan, get behind me. Your thinking is man's thinking and not the thinking of God.
でもここでは、ペテロは幸い、そんなこと言うなとは言いませんでした。
But now, in this passage, as time has progressed, Peter doesn't say to him, No, Lord, that can never happen to you. But rather,
でもそう言われても私は絶対につまずきませんと宣言するんですね。
Rather, Peter declares, I will never desert you.、
ね、本当に ペテロの思いっていうか強いこう思いを感じます。そこにペテロの信仰を見ます。
We feel his strong faith and we see in this declaration that he's determined to be faithful to Jesus.
絶対頼みます。もう絶対絶対っていうんですね。
He's saying, never, never will I desert you.
でもイエス様はですね、淡々とこう言います。明日の朝までにあなたは3回私を否定するって言うんです。
But Jesus turns to Peter and says very simply, I tell you, before the cock crows, you will deny me three times.
明日の朝、ね、ニワトリが鳴くまでに3回私を否定するですね。
Before the cock crows tomorrow morning, before it crows, you will deny me three times.
はい、今、鶏いつ頃鳴きますか
？Anyone know when the rooster crows in the morning, when the cock crows in the morning?
ね、いませんか近くに鶏ね。
Nobody knows.
ね。
ない
からね。早い時は本当に早いんでね。3時か4時になっちゃう鶏もいますよ。
So sometimes, the cock or rooster will crow
もう鶏によるんですね。その鶏が、もうね、早い鶏から遅い鶏までいっぱいいます。
Depends on the cock or the rooster. Some roosters are really early and some are late.
ですから鶏が鳴くっていうのは、3時かもしれないし、4時かもしれないし、5時かもしれないし、6時かもしれないか分かんないんです。
So we don't really know when the cock is going to crow.Some cocks are early and some are late.
でもイエス様は鶏が鳴くまでに3回あなたは私を指定するんです。
But Jesus says to Peter, before the cock crows, You will deny me three times.
ペトロですね、死んでもそんなことはしません。私はあなたを否定しませんって言うんです。
But Peter says, no, I will never deny you.
皆さんどうですか？今までにいろんな約束で、もう死んでも決してそれをしませんとか言ったことありますか？
Have you ever said, no, even if I need to die, I'll never do that? Have any of you ever said something like that?
そういうとね、もう何度も死んでますよね。
Oh, okay.
How many times did you die? You know?
So maybe if that really happened, we would have died quite a few times.
でもペトロ本当にもう心からもうあなたに従ってきますって、もうペトロの思いです。もう単純さ、すごく僕はいいなと思います。
But I really admire the genuineness of Peter's heart and of Peter's faith. He's determined to obey and to follow Jesus, even if it means he has to die.
僕は日本人ですから、イエス様言われたら、はい。はい、できるだけしてしませんって言った
らできるだけ。Japanese, so my personality and my culture would more be like, okay, Jesus, well, I don't mean to deny you and I'll really try not to, but you know.
でもペトロもしてしませんって言うんですね。
But Peter is strong and determined. He said, no, no matter what, I will not deny you.
でもですね、この晩のことを考えると、あまり自分の言ったことを覚えてないの。ペトロはね、自分の言ったことを覚えてない。
But if we think about how Peter spent that night, he probably forgot all about his conversation with Jesus and what he had declared.
今晩この夜にあなたは私を三回否定するって言ったんです。イエス様は三回私を否定するって。この夜、this night.
Jesus said, this night you will deny me three times.
そしてみんなはオリーブ山に行って、そしてゲッセマネの園に行って祈るんですね。
And they descend from the Mount of Olives and they go to a garden called Gethsemane.
で、イエス様本当に祈ってできれば、ね、この杯を取ってください。でも御心になりますようにってイエス様は祈っているんですけども。
And in the garden of Gethsemane, Jesus prays. And he prays for a long time and he asks,Father God, if this cup can pass from me, I pray that you would make it pass from me, but not my will, God, but yours. And Jesus asks his disciples, please pray with me. But Jesus.Goes a little bit distance and is praying, and when he returns, his disciples are fast asleep.
ね、こう言って起こしながらね、本当にあなたたちは、ね、こんな時にね、本当にもう一瞬でも私と一緒に起きていることできないのって言います。
And Jesus asks them, "Can't you pray with me for just a few moments?"
ね、誘惑に陥らないように本当に目を覚まして祈りなさいって言うんですね。
And Jesus tells them, "Pray that you won't."And the disciples say, "Yes, sure, okay, we'll do that." And Jesus says to them, "Though the spirit is willing, the flesh is weak." And Jesus again goes away a little bit, and when he comes back, once again, the disciples.Are fast asleep.
三度目行った時もまた弟子たちは寝ているんですね。
And third time, again Jesus goes away to pray, and he returns, and once again the disciples are fast asleep.
皆さんですね、お父さんお母さん特に子供が三回言うこと聞かなかったらどうしますか
？What would you do if you say something to your children and three times they don't listen？
でこれ大人ですよ、大人で私はねあなたを否定しませんって言ったら寝ちゃってんですよ。
But these are children. These are adults, and three times they don't listen to Jesus.
でもですね。本当に心は燃えても肉体は弱いっていうことに私は自分自身本当に共感するんです。自分の弱さを覚えます。
And I really, as I read this passage, I feel my own weakness. And I listen to Jesus' words that says, "Indeed, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak."
ですから本当に眠ってる弟子たちにですね。よくわかるんですよ、その気持ち。
If I think about it, I really understand the disciples it's nighttime and that they fell asleep. I really understand.
この晩で、この晩、最初たちが、群衆を連れてきてイエスは捕まってしまうんですね。
That very night, the Jewish leaders came and they arrested Jesus.
そしてイエス様は大将の家に連れて行く。
And they take, the guards take Jesus to the head priest, the chief priest's house.
で、弟子たちは逃げてしまって。
And all the disciples flee.
なんで、ある弟子は着物が一枚だったので、それを脱ぎ取られて裸で逃げたって言って。
And actually, one of the guards grabbed the disciples' clothes, so he just ran off naked, and his clothes were left behind. And they all ran for their lives.
Peter was 逃げたんだけど逃げなかったですね。
Peter fled, but not completely. He didn't completely flee.
Peter was 隠れながら祭司長の家に潜り込みます。
Peter followed secretly after them, and he went to the head priest's house.
そのところを読んでみますね。
And I'm going to read that passage.
ペトロは外にいて中庭に座っていた。そこへ一人の女中が近寄ってきて、あなたはガリラヤのイエスと一緒にいたと言った。ペトロはみんなの前でそれを打ち消して、何のことを言っているのか私にはわからないと言った。ペトロが門の方に行くと、他の女中が彼に目を留めて居合わせた人々に、この人はナザレのイエスと一緒にいましたと言った。そこでペトロは再びそんな人を知らないと誓って打ち消した。しばらくしてそこにいた人々が近寄ってきてペトロに言った。確かにお前もあの連中の仲間だ。言葉遣いでそれがわかる。その時ペトロは呪いの言葉さえ口にしながらそんな人は知らないと誓い始めた。すると鶏が鳴いた。ペテロは鶏が鳴く前にあなたは三度私を知らないと言うだろうと言われたイエスの言葉を思い出した。そして外に出て激しく泣いた。
Matthew 26:69-75. Now Peter was sitting outside in the courtyard. A servant girl came to him and said, You also were with Jesus the Galilean. But he denied it before all of them, saying, I do not know what you're talking about. When he went out to the porch, another servant girl saw him, and she said to the bystanders, This man was with Jesus of Nazareth. Again, he denied it with an oath, I do not know the man. After a little while, the bystanders came up and said to Peter, Certainly, you are also one of them, for your accent betrays you. Then he began to curse, and he swore an oath, I do not know the man. At that moment, The cock crowed. Then Peter remembered what Jesus had said. Before the cock crowed, you will deny me three times. And he went out and wept bitterly.
ペトロは逃げようと思ったら逃げられたんですが、やっぱりイエス様のことは気になってるんですね。やっぱり心配なんですね。
If Peter had so desired, he could have run away with the rest of the disciples. But instead, he chose to follow and to see what was going to happen to Jesus.
ですから、わからないようにわからないようにそこにいたわけです。
So he went secretly so that no one would see him. No one would notice him.
でもですね、女中の一人が、あなた、あの人、イエスと一緒にいましたねって言うんですよ。
But one of the young servant girls noticed him and said,You're with that Jesus of Nazareth, weren't you?
ねえ、何言ってんの？私わかんない。ねえ、という嘘をつくんですね。
And first Peter, he lies and he said, I don't know what you're talking about. Me, no.
ねえ、一生懸命、もうわからない。わかんない。とこどこ言ったかわかんないんですけど。
We don't really know exactly how he was acting, but he said, no, I don't know.
でも一生懸命こう言うわけです。
But he's trying to act normal.
でも門の方に行ったら女中が、いやあなたがあなたのイエスと一緒に見たよって言うんですね。
And once again, when he goes to the gate, someone else says, Oh, they're talking about him, and they say,
でもこの女中も多分イエス様のことを見に何度も見に行って言ったからペテロのことは分かったんですね。
This young servant girl surely had seen Jesus, so she surely had also seen Peter with Jesus.
そうじゃなければ誰がペテロなの